The hour of recess having expired, the Senate is back in session. When we recessed, the Senator from Newton was holding the floor. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cass County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to withdraw my amendment to the journal.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that amendment back, Madam Secretary. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 62nd day, Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. The Senate.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Shelby, you recognize closed.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that further reading the journal be dispensed with, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those on the contrary say no. As appear to have it, as do have it, you have approved the journal. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I ask if there are messages from the House, and if so, please have them read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 111 as amended. Representatives Griffith, Schulte, Peters, Berenger, Johnson 12. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker hereby removes the following member from the Conference Committee for House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 186, as amended, Representative Sharp, 37. And the Speaker hereby appoints the following member to the Conference Committee for House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 186, as amended, Representative Collins. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 24, entitled An Act Relating to the Provision of Resources to First Responders for Mental Health, with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, House Amendment 7, House Amendment 8, and House Amendment 9 adopted. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute, Senate Substitute Number 2, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 96, entitled An Act Relating to Voting Procedures, with House Amendment 1 and House Senate Amendment 1 to House Amendment 4. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 101, entitled An Act Relating to Property and Casualty Insurance. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bills 94, 52, 57, 58, and 67. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I ask that you recognize the Senator from Cole for a privilege motion on Senate Bill 109 with House Committee Substitute as amended.
Senator from Cole, you recognize for a privilege motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a privilege motion.
State your motion.
I move that Senate refuse to concur on Senate Bill 109, House Committee Substitute as amended, and request the House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You have heard the motion of the Senator from Cole County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
I close.
The Senator from Cole renews his motion that the Senate refuse to concur on Senate Bill 109 with House Committee Substitute as amended and grant the House conference. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those contrary say no. I appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from Shelby.
President, I ask that you recognize the Senator from Livingston for a privileged motion on Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 157 with House Committee Substitute as amended.
Senator from Livingston, you're recognized for a privileged motion.
I have a privileged motion, sir.
State your motion.
I move that the Senate refuse to concur in Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute to Senate Bill number 157 with House Committee Substitute as amended, and request the House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Livingston. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Livingston, you're recognized. Close.
Renew my motion.
Senator from Livingston renews his motion that the Senate refuse to concur on Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 157 with the House Committee Substitute as amended, and grant the House conference. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those contrary say no. As appear to have it, the ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from Shelby.
I ask that you recognize the Senator from the first for a privileged motion on Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 96 with House Committee Substitute.
Senator from Shelby.
Excuse me. I ask that you recognize the Senator from the 15th for a privileged motion on Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 96 with House Committee Substitute.
Senator from the 15th.
I have a privileged motion.
State your motion.
I move that the Senate refuse to concur on House Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 96, and requests House to recede from its position, or failing to do so, grant a Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the 15th. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, Senator from the 15th, recognize to close.
I close.
Senator from the 15th renews his motion that the Senate refused to concur on House Bill 96 and failing to do so, grant the House conference. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those contrary say no. As appear to have it, the ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development and Tax Policy has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic and Tax Policy Development and Tax Policy, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 774, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development and Tax Policy, to which was referred House Bill 200, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development and Tax Policy, to which was referred House Committee Substitute number 2, House Bill 713, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hoskins, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Veterans, Pensions, and Military Affairs has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 155, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions, to which was referred House Bill 1067, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Igel, Chairman.
Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Insurance and Banking has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 725, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 1109, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 521, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crawford, Chair.
Senator of the Eighth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 779, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Searpoy, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 442, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Bill 136, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Joint Resolutions 33 and 45, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Burnsketter, Chairman.
Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Appropriations has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 17, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 18, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 19, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 20, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chairman.
Senator from Dunklin, on behalf of the Senator from Phelps.
Mr. President, on behalf of the Senator from Phelps, your Committee on Emerging Issues has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Emerging Issues, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 424, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Emerging Issues, to which was referred House Bill 1120, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bean, 4, Senator Brown, 16.
Senator from the 3rd District of Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred House Bill 345, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Gannon, Chair.
Senator from Ozark.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 870, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bills 919 and 1081, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Esslinger, Chair.
Senator from Scott.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 417, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute House Bill 447, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Bill 827, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 631, with Senate Committee Substitute, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bills 971 and 970, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bills 994, 52, and 984, with Senate Committee Substitute, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Bill 81, with Senate Committee Substitute, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 316, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1152, with Senate Committee Substitute, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Thompson Rader, Chair.
Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Bill 403, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 576, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bills 948 and 915, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1023, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bean, Chairman.
Senator from Livingston, on behalf of the Senator from the 22nd.
Mr. President, I have a committee on behalf of the Senator from the 22nd, your Committee on Health and Welfare report, please.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Welfare, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bills 117, 343, and 1091, begs leave to report that it has considered same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Black, for Senator Coleman, Chair.
Senator from Shelby, on the behalf of the Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report.
Thanks, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Bill 282, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Bill 392, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator O'Loughlin, for Senator Fitzwater, Chairman.
Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be announcements. The chair requests that House Bill 136, House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolutions 33 and 45, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 424, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 870, House Committee Substitute for House Bills 948 and 915, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1023, House Bill 1034, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1109, and House Committee Substitute for House Bill 155, with Senate Committee Substitute, be referred to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight. The order of business announcements. Seeing none, Senator from Shelby.
With no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Shelby. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those to the contrary say no. As appear to have it, as do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rule.